This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Draft LANL site-wide environmental impact statement to be released on Friday, January 10th. More than 2 years after the Department of Energy, DOE, and the National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, sought public input about the scope of a site-wide environmental impact statement, SWICE, for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, operations, a draft LANL SWICE will be released for a 60-day public review and comment period on Friday, January 10th. Public meetings will be held during the week of February 10th, and the public comment period ends on March 11th. DOE claims the draft SWICE will project public health, safety, and environmental impacts out 15 years, or until 2040. A 15-year analysis is unacceptable. Generally, DOE has released a SWICE every decade, starting in 1999 and continuing in 2008. To remain on its schedule, the public expected the next SWICE to be completed by 2018. That did not happen. During the 7-year delay, the public has had to rely on the outdated 2008 SWICE. DOE should have completed the final SWICE in 2018. DOE did not. 7 years is almost a decade. DOE is now saying this SWICE will cover 15 years of operations. This is unacceptable. When one adds the 7 years the public has been waiting for this LANL SWICE to DOE's 15 years in this SWICE, the time period expands to 22 years, or over two decades, or roughly two SWICE periods. Looking back, dramatic changes occurred during those 7 years. LANL's annual budget doubled to over $5 billion. 79% of those taxpayer funds are for fabrication of plutonium pits or triggers for nuclear weapons. As a result, there are unanalyzed impacts from that work. For example, construction of new buildings, accommodations for over 2,000 new employees, increased air emissions, water use, waste handling and traffic, among other support services. Those support services are paid with the remaining 21% of the budget. It is time to raise your voice. DOE and NNSA will hold public hearings on their draft SWICE. The first hearing will be in person and virtual on Tuesday, February 11th at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center from 1 to 4 p.m. and 5 to 9 p.m. The second hearing will be in person only on Wednesday, February 12th from 5 to 8 p.m. in Española at the Mission y Convento. The third hearing will be in person only on Thursday, February 13th in Los Alamos at Fuller Lodge from 5 to 8 p.m. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information as this story develops, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.